This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Always a treat when we can check in with the founder of GoLongTD.com, Ty Dunn, joining us in the Sports Bar. And want to talk about your recent conversation with Dalton Kincaid. Ty, you've had the opportunity through your book to be able to talk to elite tight ends through generations, and I'm curious as to how Dalton stacks up. But more than anything, what was your takeaway from talking to him and how he's dealt with this offseason, the criticisms at the end of the season, of course, the lasting image from the AFC Championship game and everything else that went with it?
Yes, sir, and always fun to pop on. Thanks so much for having me back. You know, I think I was thinking what everybody was. You know, this is a moment for a 25-year-old in professional football, the world's watching, right? I mean, I don't know what that final count was, but it felt like everybody was watching that 4th and 5. Not an easy play to make, right? He's running toward the sideline, has to hit the brakes, do a 180 dive. I get it. But it hit his hands, and he's a first-round pick, and he'd be the first to say he should have caught it. So I had no idea. Like, is this a topic that we have to kind of carefully, like, tiptoe into because you don't want to bring it up? And part of me thought he treated that footage like, you know, the videotape in The Ring. Like, yeah, I'm not going to watch that thing. I'm going to die in 7 days. Like, bury it forever. And he owned it in the moment. You know, in that locker room, he pointed to this as really that turning point is, you know, he's in tears. He's emotional. Teammates are consoling him. Coaches are consoling him. And Micah Hyde, 34-year-old vet, just on the practice squad that last month of the season, Bills just wanted him around. He comes up to Dalton Kincaid and I said some words I can't say on the radio, like effing own it. Mm-hmm. Wipe those tears away and own it. Talk to the media. You know, you got to look in the mirror in so many words. And that's exactly what Dalton Kincaid did. And he was able to board that flight back to Buffalo, watch the film, meet with McDermott, meet with Bean, and basically live at One Bills Drive for the ensuing 5 months, other than a few trips. He was living there to get stronger and attack year three. So, yeah, like a lot of his tight end forefathers, I think he faced a really hard moment early in his career and responded to it the right way. And he'd be the first to say he owes it to Micah Hyde.
Yeah. So, Ty, you literally wrote the book on tight end and tight end development. I mean, we're used to positions where at running back where you can show up and make plays, or even the quarterback position we saw last year in Washington. How long are we expecting too much here in year one and year two? Two here, like what should be a good timeline here in terms of the development of a tight end, and are we late on this on Dalton Kincaid?
That's a great question because I think all of it is a byproduct of the times, right? Like, you know, social media didn't exist when Mike Ditka is creating the position, or Kellen Winslow is at the Orange Bowl, or you know, Ben Coates is running over people in the '90s, or even Jeremy Shockey is taking the NFL by storm. Like, so we expect results now, especially with a team contending for Super Bowls year in and year out. If you go back to that draft, you know, I think if Brandon Bean were to take some truth serum, he'd say, look, these receivers were going fast. I'm trying to remember who it was, like Jackson Smith and Jigba, Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison, and they wanted a weapon, so they move up and they get the best receiving weapon at tight end. But if you really go through history, it does take tight ends a year or two or three to really hit their stride. And I think the best comp, and this is one the Bills would certainly take. I mean, we'll see what happens. But look at Tony Gonzalez's career. You know, he was the best tight end of his era, for my money, the second best ever to Gronk, changed the position forever. He led the NFL in drops in year two, 16. He was depressed. I mean, he was in a worse place mentally than Dalton Kincaid could ever dream of, locking himself in his bedroom, just drinking alcohol, Jack and Cokes until he numbed himself. He was in a bad spot, and it wasn't until he had his own man-in-the-mirror moment and owned up to it and said, hey, I know I think I'm doing everything I got to do, listening to the coaches. I've got to do more. I've got to show up to practice early, catch 100 balls a day. He started doing that year three. And I think he made the Pro Bowl in like 14 of his next 15 seasons. That was a routine that stuck with him. Just mentally kind of made that shift. And you go through history, all of the greatest tight ends ever kind of have that moment. Now, is Dalton Kincaid going to be Tony Gonzalez? I have no idea. But he has a special skill set. He's athletic. And I think what surprised me most in our conversation, he's a hell of a lot tougher physically and mentally than I thought.
Ty, when you're talking about weapons for Josh Allen, I'm curious to get your thoughts on who you think has higher upside going into this season between Dalton Kincaid and second-year receiver Keon Coleman.
You know, I who knows how this offense is really going to be run. Everyone eats is a great thing. They did score 30 points in 8 straight games. Like, I can't blame the offense. At some point, the defense has to stop a nosebleed in the playoffs. Like, do something. Josh Allen in this offense shouldn't have to be perfect against the Chiefs. Like, force a turnover. Right? Flip the momentum at some point. So it's always, like, tough for me to criticize this offense because we didn't know what to expect without Stephon Diggs. So they were damn good on that side of the ball. That being said, when it's 4th and 5, you've got to have a go-to guy. I think that you've got to go into that play, that moment, everything on the line, knowing we're going to feed this player the ball because he is going to eat that defender alive. And instead of, okay, just, you know, whoever's open, read the field. To me, Kincaid is that player. I just think that if he's used the right way, this is a matchup nightmare. And there aren't many 6'4", and now with the work he did, rock solid, muscular tight ends that can run like.
All of our cereal.
Uh oh.
Oh.
There's going to have to be some professionalism there. He kind of got punched in the mouth last year and didn't respond. Kincaid also to an extent, but I think that, you know, Keon Coleman, there might be a little bit more of a concern with, okay. Let's see. Let's see what he can do, how he can respond to an injury, because his game has to be physicality. He's just never going to outrun anybody. He's going to have to physically dominate corners.
Ty Dunn, go long joining us. Ty, you live in the area, and you certainly have covered this team for many years, and they haven't gotten over. They haven't gotten past, and what will it actually take? And you talked a little bit about the defense. My take is, like, everything matters this year. Get the one seed. That would certainly help. What can get Buffalo past the finish line in the AFC and finally get back to the Super Bowl here?
You know, I at the start of the offseason, I was inclined to think, just get more weapons. Just load up. You know, the defense isn't stopping anybody. I mean, the numbers just bleed off the screen with their do it in these elimination games. And let's not forget, like, the Chiefs, they scored their most points against the Bills in that AFC Championship game, and they scored in the last, like, 36 games. I mean, they weren't exactly blowing people out of the stadium. This was a different Chiefs team, a different Mahomes, and it was the same result. So, I don't know, part of me is thinking, just own the shootout, try to win 45-38, and you can't count on anything defensively, because for whatever reason, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, throw Joe Burrow in there for a game. They have Sean McDermott's number. But I don't know, Brandon Bean, honestly, he kind of convinced me otherwise when we sat down. Like, basically he's saying, look, I've seen it. I've seen it work. He saw it when he was in Carolina, a D-line that took Brady to the brink and won Super Bowl. got to another in 2015. You see what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did in 2020 against Patrick Mahomes. I think he was running around that night for 497 yards before sacks and incompletions. Like, I mean, that was nuts. And then the Eagles just physically dominated Mahomes again. So that's the blueprint. It's not really rocket science. So are you going to, you know, try to improve in that department or sit around and do nothing? I feel like you got to try. Like, you got to go get Joey Bosa and Michael Hoyt and Larry Okunjobi and then draft TJ Sanders, Deion Walker. You've got to throw all these different body types into the D-line and give Sean McDermott these options, because that's where it's got to be won. They've got to get to Mahomes some way, somehow, without blitzing. Vic Fangio didn't blitz one time in the Super Bowl, and they still made Mahomes' life hell, because they could also cover on the back end, and maybe that's where Maxwell Harrison can help as well, a smaller cover corner, a little different than what the Kyrie Elams and some of the corners they've gone with in the past. So I don't know if it works, but I do love the fact that they just, you know, threw all these different weapons to all these different positions on the defensive side of the ball, because, hey, if you're not trying, then you got no shot at all.
One of the bigger offseason storylines around the Bills centers around the guy that Thurman Thomas has called the second best player on the Buffalo Bills roster, and that's James Cook. We don't get the sense that negotiations have gone very well. He's the one guy that didn't get a deal done this offseason. Do you get the sense that the Bills have their number, they have their value for that position, and Cook's number just far exceeds it, and he's ready to hit free agency after this season, Ty?
Sure seems like we're, you know, treading that direction. I mean, I guess they could tag him. I mean, you feel bad for these running backs, but the teams hold all the leverage. I mean, they can just play those 4 years, and then they can tag them. And then by then, does another team even want to pay your big deal? You might have missed the boat. So that's why James Cook is kind of acting out of character. I mean, I've talked to him in that locker room. He'll probably string 5 to 6 words together at most. He just isn't very talkative, likes to stay in the background and do his thing on the field. And then he's pretty active, him or his agency, I'm not quite sure, on his social media, letting everybody know he wants to get paid. But I think that's two-sided, though, and the Bills know it. Like, they're playing hardball here because they can. They know that James Cook doesn't want to get fined. Like, he said as much in mandatory minicamp. In so many words, he paraphrased Marshawn Lynch. I'm only here because I don't want to get fined. So I think he'll be there. I think he'll play. He's not going to play worse because he's unhappy. I mean, he will ball out because he's going to want to get paid by somebody. But I don't know. I feel like they get something done. It's more of a hunch than anything. I think that Brandon Bean gets the human side of the game, like Howie Roseman, and he just knows that if you're performing, you know, other teammates in that locker room are looking to see who's getting paid. James Cook elevated this offense. Think about where they were with Frank Gore as the lead back, and Devin Singletary and Zach Moss. He is dynamic in a way that they are not. And I get it, 48% of the snaps, he's got some pass pro issues, all of that does matter. But just use your eyeballs. That touchdown he had at the goal line against the Chiefs, probably the best play we've seen out of anybody outside of Josh Allen all season long. He brings you something that's explosive, something that pops, and there's not a lot of players like that on the offense in terms of, like, okay, I'm a defensive coordinator, I have to game plan for this player. I think that they get it done. I don't know what the number is. I just feel like on the cusp of training camp, Brandon Bean, James Cook's reps, they get a deal done and he's happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ty Dunn from Go Long is our guest at GoLongTD.com, where you can subscribe. Ty, about McDermott, when we saw him last year, we saw some things we never saw before, like him doing snow angels. I could never imagine, even after a win like that, Sean McDermott. Are we seeing the evolution here of Sean McDermott, or is he just letting his guard down a little bit? This is actually the person he was. Your thoughts on McDermott entering here the 2025 season?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, and hell, he led me into his office like a week before the playoffs started. I would have never have guessed that would be something that happens. I don't know, around December 2023 when I wrote that series. Like,
yeah,
he has evolved for good, and that's just not us in the media saying it. That's people around him, coaches, teammates, their players, even around the league. They can notice he is kind of loosening up a little bit, you know, letting guys' personalities shine. And I think that by loosening up and taking a step back, he can kind of look at the forest as opposed to the trees where you're micromanaging. And early on, I get it too. I wrote this then, like, he kind of had to micromanage early on. I mean, the place was an absolute bleep show under Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
He had to make sure he had all of his coaches doing exactly what he wanted them to do to try to turn this thing around. But then it kind of grinded some coaches down, and obviously several left for lateral jobs, and were very vocal about it. But yeah, I think that he's evolved personality wise. What I'll say though is, you know, what about on the field? It still is the same results against the Chiefs. You get in these playoff games and something is missing. So that's where I commend Brandon Bean, where, okay, give him some different players and let's see if there's different results.
Hard to imagine that he can do better than an MVP season, but I guess, you know, last year at this time, we were talking about what Josh Allen would have to do for the Bills to get to the Super Bowl, and Gino over here says, Josh Allen needs to play at an MVP level for the Bills to make it to the Super Bowl. It wasn't enough. So I guess my question to you, Ty, in a year, and we all know as guys that have gotten married, you know, what that does to your life, how it changes your perspective, how it changes your outlook and your focus. Josh Allen, the recently wed Josh Allen. I know Kyle Brent did a piece on this on Good Morning Football. Are we expecting a repeat performance, an MVP-like type season out of Josh Allen again this year? How high is that ceiling?
Whew, man, I'd be a fool to say it'd be anything but what we saw last season. He's unbelievable. I mean, really, what can't he do, you know, by air, by ground? I think last year he proved he can win the mental game. Like the way he was reading the field and making adjustments, and even in the run game and kind of controlling the game, he took that to an entirely new level. And, you know, I just think that his personality is contagious for all the right reasons. Yeah. You know, a lot of teammates describe him as, you know, he's a 10-year-old kid making inappropriate jokes in the locker room. You know, he's going to run through your face. Like, he treats it like it's his backyard. And when you're playing that way, you got to be surrounded with players who kind of play that way and coaches who kind of think that way. I think they've got that in Joe Brady. They got that in this completely remade receiving corps. It's a really tight unit. I mean, at training camp at Fisher, Dalton Kincaid was talking about this. They'll be playing Sellers at Catan, and it's going to be heated, and they're going to be going at it. Like, there's some real camaraderie there. And I'm not sure how it kind of translates to the field, but it does. So I think you see exactly what you saw last year. Is it enough? Well, that's where the ascension of a Kincaid and a Keon Coleman kind of have to come into play. They're going to need somebody to take a step there. Even a Joshua Palmer. I mean, Bean went out of his way to say that Palmer is going to be dynamite for this team, this offense. Elijah Moore even looked good through mini camps. So I think there's enough areas where you can see some incremental improvement around Josh Allen to where, yeah, he can even be better than what he was. Because I guess, you know, like I said earlier, these quarterbacks, they shouldn't have to be perfect. Go back, I mean, Peyton Manning is the best comp, right? Like, Peyton Manning was knocking at that door forever, finally busted it down, beat Tom Brady, won a Super Bowl. But that year with the Colts in 06, and then, of course, in 15 when he won it with the Broncos, like, Manning wasn't that great in the playoffs. His number against the Ravens in that divisional round, they didn't have a touchdown drive. I think his passer rating was in the 30s. So, but he had a defense. He had some help. Like, the pressure is on everybody else, especially on that defensive side of the ball. Like, give this guy a little help. He needs it. I think they do get it this year, though. I'm optimistic about the Bills in 2025. I feel like, you know, this infusion of youth and even second-year guys that maybe don't have those playoff scars of 13 seconds. I mean, they weren't around then. Like, the fans and us in the media, like, that's how we're viewing the Bills. It's, you know, banging your head against this wall for 7-8 years. But a lot of young players, like, you don't know what you don't know. They weren't around for that. So I think, in a way, they took a step last year, and now maybe they're in position to dethrone a Chiefs team that, hey, you hate to say that they're going to take a step back because they always prove everybody wrong, but they sure as hell look vulnerable against the Eagles.
Ty, just a few more here. We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about some other situations in the league. The Steelers this week give T.J. Watt the money, and look, he's really, really good. On the other hand, is this actually going to work with Aaron Rodgers? You've certainly covered this league a long time. Your thoughts on Rodgers and the Steelers and how this might look?
Oh, no, it's going to be terrible. I don't see how this works for the Steelers. I mean, it's kind of pathetic to think that you're going to, you know, turn back the clock 4 or 5 years and get that Aaron Rodgers. We've seen it. Go back to the season finale against the Lions at Lambeau Field. It looked like he didn't even want to be there. It was just apathetic, lethargic, and that was it. Even Green Bay finally moved on and you know, started the Jordan Love era, and then, you know, obviously he tears his Achilles, misses the season. I don't care what the statistics said. I mean, he had a lot of empty calorie games against bad teams. We saw it here in Orchard Park against the Bills. He was an old, immobile, disinterested quarterback who, you know, he might say all the right things publicly, but he's not wired like Tom Brady. Brady is the only one who can play like that into the early 40s, mid 40s. Like, father time destroys all of these guys at 41, 42. You've got to be this maniacal competitor eating the avocado ice cream like Tom Brady. And hell, he made sacrifices in his personal life, as we know. Like, I was around Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. He's a top 10 quarterback. He's unbelievable, but he beat you with his creativity, his improvisation. That stuff's gone. He just can't move like that anymore, and I don't think he's driven like a Brady. This is a 500 sub 500 team that will be looking for a quarterback next year.
Ty, talking about father time, back to the Bills for 1 second, because you've talked to a lot of these guys, a lot of the players, a lot of the coaches. There's one guy on this roster that I feel like we never hear from. We never hear him speak to the media. I don't even know if he has vocal cords. Is Matt Milano, I mean, we know his time is up with the Bills after this season, but right now, is Matt Milano a better football player than Dorian Williams?
I don't think so. I don't know. Like, you think Matt Milano and you think some of those legendary hits, legal hits, where he is just lighting dudes up. And man, if you're getting that Matt Milano, sign me up every day. He was unbelievable at his peak, but injuries take a toll. I mean, you're talking back-to-back years, serious injuries where he didn't look like the same player when he came back. And I feel like Dorian Williams' arrow is pointing the right direction. Like, if he can kind of catch up mentally and get to that place where he knows where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there, he brings that violence that I know Bean and McDermott love. And I think that, you know, him and Terrell Bernard is a damn good pairing. But, you know, I hesitate, though. I don't want to completely write off Matt Milano yet, but it sure looked like the end was near last time we saw him.
Last one for me, Ty, and a team that certainly a lot of people follow in this area, the New York Giants. What has to happen for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane to get another year or more this season? As we're all expecting this to be a very, very important year for that franchise.
I think just signs of life out of the quarterback position. They're kind of straddling the present and the future. It went about as good as it could, right? They weren't able to get Matthew Stafford. I mean, they would have done anything for him. I guess they flirted with Aaron Rodgers a little bit. But then you sign Russ Wilson, Jameis Winston, just to have some veterans. But you still had to get a quarterback in the draft. and you had to get somebody that Brian Daboll wanted to coach. I was just talking to a couple sources. I'll have to write this at some point. I mean, Dable's personality and Daniel Jones's personality, let's just say, did not mesh. They are extremely different. Daboll and Josh Allen, they did mesh. I think Daniel Jones was just so damn serious and straight-laced. And, you know, Daboll wants a guy who's just going to loosen up and play free and yet will take criticism and want to prove you wrong if you criticize him. Like, him and Allen had this amazing back-and-forth kind of dynamic. Jones would kind of go into a shell. Like, he got criticized. He didn't take it that well. I mean, I talked to him last training camp. He was still pissed off about the Hard Knocks stuff and the fact that the Giants were even considering Jaden Daniels, Drake May at the top of the draft. And even before that, like, his monster contract, he's telling people in the locker room, well, it's really just a two-year deal. It's like, dude, you're getting $40 million a year. That's pretty good. Long-winded way of saying, I think Jackson Dart kind of has that personality that will mesh with Daboll. Can he play? We'll see, right? It's that Lane Kiffin Ole Miss offense where he's just clapping for the ball and slinging it. He's going to need some work, and they probably don't want to play him right away. But if you just see some signs of life in Jackson Dart and that dynamic between him and Daboll, regardless of how many games they win, 5, 6, 7, you got to win some games. But you go 6-11, you go 7-10, and Dart has a few good games. I think that warrants another year and a contract extension because Shane and Daboll, you might not see it. I feel like they've done a hell of a lot of good behind the scenes. That place was an absolute tire fire under Dave Gettleman, just in terms of culture. I talked to those scouts. I mean, it was they did not enjoy working there whatsoever. So that was a lot to undo.
What I love about Ty Dunn, besides the exceptional work he does covering the Bills, covering the NFL, everything at GoAlongTD.com, he and I think park our cars in the same garage. If you're too big to do the little things, you're too little to do the big things. Not only have we had the discussion about the guy who doesn't return the cart to the cart corral, we also have learned that there's another enemy out in public that we have to keep an eye out for, be vigilant on, and that is guy who stands up immediately upon plane landing, Ty.
Oh, the worst of the worst. You know, I've gotten some pushback today from those who are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". I'm tall. I have to stretch my legs. To which I say, you know, take a couple Advil, right? Like, there's take some, you know, the immediate pop-up just signals I'm very important. I've got places to be. Get the hell out of my way. I don't like it. It's the same person who doesn't return the shopping cart. But even worse than this, is if the person does the pop-up, right, and then they budge. They don't deplane by row.
Yes.
You know, that we're talking minimum 10 years in prison, yeah. I think. At least. You know what you have to do, all your listeners? If somebody's kind of getting itchy and antsy and you can tell they're going to budge, stick your elbow out in the lane and kind of just fall into it like an inadvertent elbow to their sternum. And, you know, you can kind of play it off. You didn't mean to do it, but I've been doing that lately, and it's been putting people in their place. So I think that's what we really have to do.
Wait a second. Okay, another objection. I have a connecting flight. I'm worried I'm going to miss it. Ty, is that acceptable?
Not acceptable. What are you going to do? You going to save 2.2 seconds?
We have to really just realize when we choose to fly the friendly skies, we are giving up all control of our lives from the time we check in with TSA to the time we walk out to baggage claim. It's really up to them. It's not up to us.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're up there. You might as well just sit and relax, deplane by row.
Yeah.
And you know what? As soon as you get off the plane, if you have to take off on a sprint to your gate, my dad used to call it the done dash. We've had a few of those, right? You might have to hustle at that point. That's understandable. That's where you can make up time. You're not going to make up nothing on the plane just sitting there. I don't know. Like, if I don't get these people, and I've had some really good people even emailing me today when I was ranting about it, saying, hey, I got to stand. No, you don't have to stand up. Sit down. Let's be civil. We live in a society, as George Costanza once said. My God.
Ty, we know you had a chance to talk to Fitzy recently on the pod. Tell us about everything you're working at GoLong TD that we can check out. And thank you for your time, as always.
No, thank you, fellas. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I talked to Fitz this morning, put up the pod. I'll also I'll put up a transcription if people would prefer to read. But, you know, all I can say is, like, the first 10 minutes we just talked about chest hair and back hair. You know, I just thanked him for, you know, giving some confidence to us hairy-chested people, making us feel better about ourselves. And then I asked him point blank, what's his take on back hair? I'm not going to lie, it surprised me. He dissected it all. But other than that, we get into the 2011 Bills that went over Tom Brady and just his nomadic career, nine teams and having seven kids in seven different cities, and, you know, this epiphany he had later in his career to kind of just learn to have fun when he was stressing out about the game. It was awesome. I mean, as you can imagine, Fitz is Fitz.
Ty, great stuff. Hope to do this again. And maybe we'll see if Fisher here coming up.
Hell yeah, absolutely. I'll try to find you.
All right. Appreciate it, Ty. Enjoy your weekend, bud. Thanks for the time.
You too. Thanks for having me.
There he is, the founder of GoLongTD.com. That's the great Ty Dunn stopping by the sports
Fantastic.
Bar.
Fantastic. And his book on tight ends is wonderful, too.
The blood and the guts, man. It's good stuff. We will get to Bruce Nolan of the Bruce Exclusive joining us in the 4 o'clock hour next in the sports bar. I've got my list of five potential camp casualties, veteran camp casualties heading into week one for the Buffalo Bills as we prepare for training camp getting underway starting Wednesday at St. John Fisher University. We have time for your calls as well. 866-4326, our number, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.